This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The issue of funding for education in California was front and center yesterday as students, teachers, parents, and others turned out in force to protest past and threaten future budget cuts. Part of a broad, carefully organized mass action, there were concurrent local demonstrations across Sonoma County, including those at Meadow Elementary School in Petaluma, Santa Rosa High School, and Sonoma State University, where hundreds of students answered the call to walk out of their classes at 11:30 a.m. to join a major campus rally.
I was in my classroom at 11:30, and before I even got out of the classroom, I saw students already coming out of their classroom and like, walk out, walk out. And I was just amazed at how many people were for this cause and were out there to support it.
Sophomore Alina Conway, an organizer for Students for Quality Education, was encouraged by the way the crowd embraced the event and its core message.
The message was budget cuts are bad. Speak out for your education. Contact the people who need to be contacted, like your assembly member, write letters, you know, do what you can. Don't just sit back and do nothing.
Art professor Susan Moulton, the current chair of the SSU Academic Senate, was among the roster of speakers at the rally. Afterward, she said she too was heartened by the turnout and the response.
We haven't had that kind of enthusiasm around an issue that we all agreed about for a long time. And I think it brings a sense of identity and unity that the campus needs, particularly in times like this. With the furloughs and the cuts and the loss of classes and teachers and student services, everybody's been affected, particularly those students that aren't able to get in or aren't able to get classes. And I'm very concerned about students being able to graduate.
As the rally wrapped up, a contingent of students marched across the quad to stage a more specific protest in a hallway inside an administration building. Kia Coldrup Lane was among the students leading the chant.
We have occupied Ruben Salazar Hall here at Sonoma State University, where we are currently requesting that they change the place where we go to pay our fees, which is called Customer Services, to Student Services, because we are not customers, we are students. Students for Quality Education, my organization, we have 10 demands, and this one is a big deal.
An administration official agreed later in the afternoon to meet and discuss making that change, but the group's other demands will be more challenging. They include a freeze on salary increases for administrators, rehiring lecturers whose classes were canceled due to budget cuts, a halt in the privatization of campus services, such as the bookstore, and wholesale transparency in the university's financial dealings. These are all things that augment rather than obscure the big picture, observed political science professor and faculty union leader Andy Merrifield.
We need money for education. They understand that. They do understand that this is about money for education. And I think the students' real demand was the demand that they had at the rally and the walkout. Fund the public university for the benefit of the students and the benefit of the people.
The coordinated day of action drew participation throughout much of California, as well as in 17 other states and beyond. Merrifield believes the scale of the event has drawn the kind of media attention that will help make it meaningful. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.